Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. In just about 45 minutes, we'll be joined by Dylan Stromer from the Washington Capitals as they get ready to take on the Rangers in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And Alan May will join us coming up at 9:20 to talk more Caps as well. So we wanted to touch on Drab's trip to Spain. Now, I've not been following along on his or his wife's Instagram. I haven't seen a single picture. I don't know how the trip is going.
I saw a picture of him on Facebook where he was on the red clay with his dad.
Very good.
Oh, he and his wife have been posting up a storm.
Okay.
Grabby's not really that prolific on, like, with posting on IG. They're posting up all the time.
But I did find it funny that basically as soon as one Matt Cahill, a.k.a. Drab T-shirt, as soon as he landed in Spain, Valdez just couldn't stop chuckling when he handed me the story, and here's the headline. Go home. Overtourism sparks backlash in Spain. So it basically dovetails with Drab's trip to Spain that I guess people in Spain...
They don't want anybody over there?
Well, it's not that they don't want anybody there. They just feel like their resources are getting stretched to the limit.
Not welcomed.
There's so much tourism happening. I didn't realize that Spain is the world's second most visited country.
Wow.
Now, I don't know what the first most visited is, but apparently Spain is number two.
I guess France.
I don't know.
France or Italy. I will say this. I went to Venice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I've never seen a place more packed.
Right.
I mean, I've been to New York City. Like, you would think when you walk the streets of New York City sometimes, especially if you grow up in the suburbs like we did and live in the suburbs like we do, when you get to New York City, you're like, man, you see people walking.
Venice,
it's crazy.
Venice was outrageous.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. But
I haven't even been to Venice, California. I've been to Venice Beach.
Here's your top five. France was number one.
Okay.
Spain, two. United States, three. This is an odd one. Turkey, four.
Really?
Turkey.
Italy, five. Mexico, six. UK, seven. Germany, eight.
Yeah, I mean... Mm-hmm. I would have thought he's staying in a section of Spain that I didn't know, but I'm sure it's very popular.
Well, what's funny is in that article that I sent about telling all the tourists to go home, it specifically mentions Malaga.
Right, which is where they are.
Yeah, which is where they are.
I have to say, though, and because I had that in my brain, Drabby posted a video, I don't know what I'm supposed to make of it, of Sarah walking in front of him, and I think they're in Malaga.
Okay.
And I didn't see that many people. I was looking for, where are all the people?
Yeah, at the bottom of this page, it says in the southern port of Malaga on the Costa del Sol, a center of Spain's decades-old Soy y Playa, or sun and beach tourism model, stickers with unfriendly slogans such as "This used to be my home" and "Go home" have appeared on the walls and doors of tourist accommodations.
So it's got too popular.
And he's being told to go home as soon as he lands.
That's amazing. But meanwhile, I think he's
timing.
I think he's enjoying this. I think his last post was something like, "Where do we go next?" or something, or
right.
"What's next?" And they're on a boat, or I don't know.
Right.
I think
I'm sure he's having a great time.
I think he's having
time. He's probably planning another vacation. I bet you he's thinking about where his parents
are going next.
Yeah.
Without the girls.
How he can glom on.
I think that's also part of it, is that I don't think they get much downtime when they have
most
twins.
Most young parents don't, yeah.
And dude, I did a vacation for 4 nights for the first time in like 6 years when we went to a Dominican Republic. And you can talk about the romance. That's great. Whatever. Yeah. But just not having to shuttle your kids around, not having to do laundry, not having to do anything. It's awesome.
Right.
I wish I could do another just me and Jess trip.
Right. Well, I think that somebody would tell you to try to make a concerted effort to do that once or twice a year. You know, it would be
good.
You
got to have somebody to watch your kid.
These numbers are kind of crazy.
Got to make a concerted effort, too.
My son did studying abroad in the Canary Islands, which is part of Spain.
Okay.
The Canaries received 16 million visitors last year. That's more than 7 times their population of 2.2 million people.
Right.
So I guess
everyone's going.
I could see if you live there, you're overrun by tourists. Now, it also provides a livelihood for a lot of the people
there,
obviously.
Yeah, but you'd be salty if all of a sudden, for some reason, only became a tourism spot.
Just overrun.
And everybody started going to Only, and then you wanted to go to whatever, Chipotle, and you can't get food.
Sure.
You got line everywhere.
Right, Harris Teeter, I can't get in. The Safeway's packed. I mean,
All
the hot spots.
I totally get it. But now, is tourism a big source of that area's income? Like, is that
it's got to be.
It has to be.
It's right on the ocean.
If you're drawing 16 million people in per year.
So the government wants it, but the people don't.
The people. Yeah, probably not.
All the people.
Kind of probably depends on what industry they're in. But yeah, I mean, if you own a bar or restaurant, you certainly want people there.
Now, this is kind of apropos of nothing, but I did want a point where I could bring this up. I'm sure you guys saw the video yesterday of the lady that was having her own weekend at Bernie's, where she was pushing around a dead guy.
You're sure we saw this video?
It was super viral.
I definitely saw it.
All right, explain, because I don't think I've seen it.
She's pushing around a dead guy. A literal dead guy.
A corpse.
And taking the corpse in a wheelchair to a bank. And it's the sickest thing. Honestly, it's so disturbing. The head is like, because, it's dead weight. Literal dead weight. And she's holding the head up, and she's trying to get him to hold the pen to sign for some money at the bank.
Oh, wow.
That's next level. Like,
they're trying to have a dead person, co-sign a loan.
Right.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm guessing she didn't get the money.
Trifling things I've ever
seen. It wasn't
seen.
At Jason's bank, was it? Because Jason's at the bank all the time.
And I don't know if it's a relative. I don't know if she was a caretaker. I don't know if she just worked at a nursing home. I don't know what the background was. It was so disturbing. But she's pushing around a dead human and pulls, pushes him up to a bank teller.
Right.
And is trying, and literally putting a hand in. And
I mean,
I don't want to see that video. I mean,
it is very disturbing.
She didn't even leave. At least wait for rigor mortis to set in.
There like doesn't seem the like body, there's any rigor
didn't
mortis.
Wait for the body to stiffen so at least the head was upright.
I mean, couldn't you have done it maybe when he was kind of like just before death? Like you had to do it.
That's a bizarre story.
It is it's a very, very gross, dark video.
But please tell me that she was arrested.
I think so.
I mean, she had to
I think
been
that
arrested.
Was the point. I mean, yeah. I think that was the point why, And then there was a guy, this was a viral story too. This guy's just an idiot, some kid. I'm sure you saw this. If you go to the Daily Mail, it was the headline. He's at a Target, and he's sliding his phone underneath chicks' dresses.
Oh, well, I mean, that's...
They have him on video. The girl is doing this. She says she finds this guy creepy. He's like walking around. He's like he looks like Mike Marr. He actually kind of looks like Mike Marr.
Just selling Mike Marr.
She kind of. Did you see the video?
I've seen it. He looks nothing like me.
He kind of looks like Mike Marr, and a young guy like him.
Yeah.
And
Mike Marr would never do such a thing.
And the girl is like squatting down to look at something, and he literally, he just takes his phone and he slides it under. And somebody says, "What are you doing?"
Right. I mean, it's just it's the most obvious thing ever. Like,
first of all,
you can't take upskirt photos/vids and not get caught.
I mean, it's a,
you can't do it at Target. You can't do it anywhere in public.
I wouldn't think.
You're going to get busted.
Well, who would even think to do that?
Perverts. Creeps.
Well, what,
like, what are you even seeing?
He's just a loser. I mean, he's got an issue. He's got a problem. He's got a serious problem.
A serious problem. Yeah. Kid, he looks like he's like 21.
A lot of perverts in here.
Hey, going back to the tourism thing.
Yeah.
I've been to Italy, I shouldn't say several times, but I've been a decent amount of times because my dad, a lot of my family is there. My dad,
I think if you've been
Italy.
There more than twice, you could say several.
Okay, I've been 5 or 6 times. Maybe 7 times.
That's definitely several.
But I've never been to Lake Como where you went. See, mm-hmm. that would strike me as an area that's not overly populated. Is it?
It's like a celebrity hotspot.
Well,
like,
the problem with Lake
Clooney has a spot there, and I think a lot of celebs go to
like
Lake
Como. I picture in Italy, Rome, crazy, kind of like this Spain story, because everybody needs to go and see certain things in Rome. They're going to go to the Colosseum. I'm sure Florence is like that. Venice. But I don't know anything about Lake Como.
But Lake Como's, I mean, it's just homes and hotels along the lake. And then there are some little parts of the town where you can go eat and shop. But I didn't notice a lot of people. But the roads in Lake Como are about as wide as this computer.
Right. Tiny.
They're so tiny. And you have to, we didn't have a car. So we're walking up the roads when these cars are flying down the roads too. And they can't drive. Every time we stepped out of the house, we were risking our lives.
I can tell you, so like when it. I drove in Italy,
but the
I
was, food was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. I was scared.
Yeah.
Because there's hairpin turns everywhere, tunnels everywhere. If you veer off, you're just falling down a mountain.
Right.
It was stressful.
This next travel story, it's going to make us all think of JP when he went to Bermuda. I don't remember how many years ago that was. So this American tourist, his name is Rene Riemond, and his wife, they went to Switzerland last September, and this guy, he's a seasoned traveler. He said he made sure to go into his cell phone provider and tell them, hey, look, I'm taking an international trip.
Yeah.
I need, you know, like all the roaming.
International
pass. I need all of that covered. Okay, so he goes to Switzerland, has his trip, comes back, gets his T-Mobile bill. He opens the bill. Okay, and he looks down at the numbers at the top, and he goes, oh, $143. That's not bad. That's reasonable. Until he went to try to pay the bill, and he realized his bill was for $143,442.74.
Oh,
so he looks at the bill, and he says, excuse me, like, that's $143,000. Like, he gets on the line with, you know, the customer service person, and he says, the bill says $143,000. Are you guys crazy? So according to the bill, he racked up 9.5 gigabytes of data while he was in Europe, costing him thousands of dollars each day. So he's on the phone, and the girl puts him on hold. She says, hold on, I have to go check. And then she comes back, and she says, yeah, this bill is correct.
It's valid.
And he goes, what do you mean it's a good? And then she says, well, this is what you owe. And his response was, you're kidding me. You're crazy. Huh. So following the confirmation of his bill was to the value of around $143,000. He hires a lawyer. They get it worked out. They squash the bill.
Ooh.
So he wound up not having to pay it.
He paid lawyer's fees, but
he must not have looked at the fine print or done what he had to do.
He clearly didn't.
He was just over in Vienna or wherever he is in Switzerland, just sending a million texts thinking he's good, and he racked up a bill near $144,000.
I mean, there's no way on earth anyone's paying that.
No.
I mean, you'd rather just
how could you be expected?
Take me to jail. Yeah, I'm not paying that.
Sure.
When I went to Bermuda, what Cakes is referencing, it was a client trip. I went to Bermuda, and I had to do, I believe, 2 live shows remotely.
Right.
And while I was doing the show with the laptop, a lot of times I do my research and stuff on the phone, and I didn't click whatever you're supposed to click.
Right.
And I think the bill was for like $6,000 or $7,000. It wasn't $143,000 or whatever you just said.
Still, JP does all of his research and show stuff with his phone.
Yeah.
and that's when we had an AT&T deal. He literally jeopardized.
Yeah. You're so lucky you didn't have to pay for that.
But then didn't somebody else do the exact same thing afterwards? It was one of you guys, I think, did the same thing. I think it might have been EB.
I don't think
several years later.
or you would have done it
no.
again. I don't think it was me, but maybe. If you say so, find the audio. All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Brian in La Plata. It's Open Line Thursday. Chance to steer the show if you'd like. Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, EB, I found your dream job. So in San Francisco, to curb the squatters, landlords are hiring people to move in with the squatters and basically to antagonize them to death to move out and, you know, just abandon the property.
Oh, really?
to nag the squatters.
No, that's I was going to say that's a job.
Yeah, but how do they actually get in? Like, so how do the squatters let them in? Like, that's the problem, isn't it?
Well, I mean, you can essentially just play them at their own game, just break in. You know, the landlord hires typically right. the people that they hire, like big guys with neck tats. I mean, not a regular guy is going to want that job.
Right.
And just beat them at their own game. Go inside, take strobe lights, play loud music.
Right. Out-squat the squatters.
Have
I
parties.
Like
have parties. Yeah. Have recordings of JP's long-winded stories. they'll run out.
He showed it. Look at this guy.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
Don't take it personal.
Thank you, Brian. He had material lined up.
Yeah, he certainly did.
Appreciate him listening.
Yep. All right. Don't forget, coming up in just about 30 minutes, we'll be joined by Dylan Strom from your Washington Capitals. That's coming up at 8:45 here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. Coming up in... let me do my math. 22-ish minutes. Dylan Strom from the Washington Capitals scheduled to be with us at 8:45. So you don't want to miss that as we talk about the end of the season and looking forward to the Rangers matchup in the playoffs. Dylan Strom.
Game one, 8:45. Sunday, 3 o'clock.
That's a sweet spot. Thank you, NHL.
That's a perfect time for the weekend.
Thank you for that.
Did Stromer end up leading the team in
points?
I believe so, but I'd have to look at the stats. That
yes,
sounds
he did.
Right.
67 points.
Very good.
Ovi was 65.
Very good.
Had a
27
really good
goals,
year.
40 assists.
Yep, so Stromer coming on at 8:45. So we wanted to get into this article from CBSSports.com, penned by Jared Dubin. The headline is, Bill Belichick nowhere close to landing any head coaching jobs this offseason. Per report, he was, quote, voted off the island. Now, the second paragraph down in the story says, according to ESPN, Belichick finished outside the top three of the Atlanta Falcons finalists, and that was the closest that he came to landing any of the available or even potentially available head coaching spots.
Crazy to me that some say the greatest coach of all time doesn't get a gig. Raheem Morris gets it instead. So, and all of the spots that chose other coaches, including Washington. But apparently, there was somebody lobbying for Bill Belichick in Washington.
So before we get to that, Belichick apparently tried to convince Arthur Blank and the Falcons front office that he was willing to just be the head coach and to not have full control over the day-to-day running of the organization, but was unsuccessful and then got blindsided when the Falcons hired Raheem Morris instead. What? So then Dubin goes into a good breakdown of all the other teams that had openings and why Belichick was was not picked. So we can lead off with the Commanders, the JPTs. Minority owner Magic Johnson lobbied for Belichick, but Josh Harris wanted to build an organizational structure similar to the one he has with the Sixers and the Devils, with a strong GM in charge and a head coach working under the GM.
By the way, the Devils missed the playoffs and fired a coach this year.
That is correct.
Not a great success.
Right. So they go through all the teams that either had openings or there were potential openings. So that he leads with the Philadelphia Eagles. Jeffrey Lurie didn't seriously consider moving on from Nick Sirianni, though he did have a conversation with Belichick where coaching for the organization did not come up. Here's what an Eagles source told ESPN. You'll have to start over again. Who would replace him? He hasn't had a good record of developing coaches. They were afraid that he'll have changed everything and every person, and then you'll be starting from scratch again.
By the way, Don Van Natta, Seth Wickersham, and Jeremy Fowler of ESPN reported that Belichick would consider three teams to come back to.
Right.
One of them, the Philadelphia Eagles, New York Giants, and Dallas Cowboys. They're all in the division.
Yeah.
All NFC East
teams.
Well,
we kind of knew this was going to be an issue because of the power that he would request.
And, potentially, because he says he wouldn't necessarily need the power.
He might have said that.
Even if you don't give it to him, he's going to have the power in the building.
Yeah.
He's Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Maybe he's not technically the GM or, you know, head coach and GM, but if he goes to the Eagles, and they've got a really good GM, Howie Roseman.
Right.
Howie Roseman's going to be making all the personnel decisions.
Correct.
You think Belichick isn't going to try and overpower a GM because he wants to put a certain, you know, culture together?
Well, he's going to influence everything.
And so that would be, we knew that would be an issue.
Well, the other thing is, did you mention, because I was just coming back from the bathroom at the beginning, the Kraft factor. Did you mention that?
Did not mention that.
So there was a story along the same lines, probably the same article, that Kraft is the one that kind of got in Arthur Blank's ear and was like, don't hire him. Trust him. He, you know,
Hasn't he denied that?
Okay, that's what it was reported, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure Kraft is going to deny it, even if it happened.
Oh, yeah, he probably would deny it.
Which is very weird because if you watch the Patriots Dynasty documentary on Apple TV, it's very, I don't want to say anti-Belichick, but it just, it makes Kraft and Brady look like the figureheads of Patriot lore instead of Belichick.
Right.
There's definitely a slant to it.
There's definitely a slant.
There's definitely some players who are upset that Belichick kind of got slammed and actually wanted to give him more credit.
So it's
like Belichick basically got blamed for Aaron Hernandez.
Right.
But so there's definitely a slant to it, and I think it was produced by Kraft.
Right.
Of course.
I could see Jerry Jones, obviously not this year, but if Dallas sucks this year, doesn't make the playoffs, or they're out early, I could see him getting rid of McCarthy. Because McCarthy's kind of always on the hot seat. Seems like he's on the hot seat every year.
Yeah, the Cowboys are listed here. It says,
I could see him being hired by Jerry Jones.
Change-averse Jerry Jones decided quickly to retain Mike McCarthy. So that potential door closed. They list the Raiders.
By the way, both the Cowboys and Eagles, the two teams you've last mentioned, made the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's hard to move on from a coach. Sirianni's had success.
But they were kind of on the hot seat. Yeah,
I understand.
They were weirdly unhappy with them.
The one that's jumping out of me here, the Chargers, and it's for the first sentence after them. Belichick was not interested in going to L.A., and the team then quickly targeted Jim Harbaugh. Well, if your options are dwindling, like, why would you not have interest in going to coach anything?
Because he's okay either way.
I guess he just feels like,
if I'm going to do it, it's going to be convenient to
me. He has enough of a resume where he can pick and choose.
I'm going to bet.
Yeah. It wound up burning.
I'm going to bet he'll get.
Or not do it and I'm fine. I'll just I'll go fishing and I'll play golf.
So does that mean
he'll get hired next year?
Does that mean, Yeah, possibly. Does that mean that the Chargers' number one candidate was Belichick? Is that what they're saying?
I mean, that's not what that's – well, you're definitely intimating that.
If you're interested in him at all, you're going to – I mean, he's got to get one of the first calls. The New York guys, my buddies, they think he's going to end up with the Giants.
Oh, really?
That's possible. I mean, that's, again, the three teams apparently interested in are all NFC East teams. Yeah. And all those teams have coaches on the hot seat entering their third seasons. Right? Maybe McCarthy might be his fourth season.
Yeah,
I think he's done 3 years, but Daboll 2 years with the Giants, Sirianni 2 years with the Eagles.
I think this is McCarthy's last year on his contract.
Might be.
Okay, so he's like a lame duck.
Kind of.
This next one made me laugh. The Carolina Panthers, and just this description sounds like a nightmare for the new coach there. Belichick would not have been a fit with owner David Tepper, who likes to do things like going through data to critique play calling. Carolina hired former Bucs OC Dave Canales.
Yeah.
So Dave Canales, like, offensive whiz kid, but he's going to have to deal with that oversized personality wanting to meddle in every little part of the organization. So best of luck to him.
He's got
to
get Bryce Young right.
Well,
that's
sure,
his job is dependent on getting Bryce Young successful.
Yeah.
All right, you want to bang out a couple of these?
The one that surprised me, too, was the Callahan hire.
In Tennessee.
That felt like it came out of nowhere. I just didn't know much about him.
Right.
And for teams like that, the Canales hiring, the Raheem Morris hiring, the Callahan hiring, I mean, I can get why you would hire Harbaugh. Okay? Guy just won a national championship, had success as an NFL coach. Maybe you want him over Bill Belichick.
Well, here's
but
insight.
Those no names over Bill Belichick?
Well, here's the insight as to why the Titans didn't, you know, said no to Belichick. A Titans source told ESPN that Belichick's, quote, ability to build a culture at this stage is an issue. He was so stubborn with the offense, he ran that offense down to a pulp.
Mm.
He said it's arrogance.
Yeah.
So that's why Tennessee slammed the door in
the States. And some of these teams, they just wanted that hot coordinator.
Right.
A coordinator from a potent offense like the Bengals.
He also
makes
didn't
sense.
Want to hire a 72-year-old head coach.
Who's going
to
want all the power.
That's a factor.
How about also, he hasn't had success in years.
Right.
Nobody likes to hire guys that haven't had success in years.
No, but if you give him
the playoffs a couple years ago.
But like Cincinnati, if you gave him Joe Burrow, I would think that he'd probably be pretty successful.
If Belichick isn't hired in the next cycle, I guess, coaching cycle, or this upcoming one,
he's done.
Then he'll never be in the NFL again.
Probably right.
I think he's rehabbing his image. Partly what I saw yesterday on the Pat McAfee show on ESPN, but also him bouncing around to different colleges. I mean, you saw Matt Rhule rave about him.
Right.
Saying that he went 4.5 hours, and Matt Rhule, former NFL coach, very successful college coach, said that he felt like a kindergartner, basically,
right,
with Bill Belichick talking there. I think that there's going to be some rehabbing the image, and teams will be desperate. And
well, he knows football. He's a good coach. He knows the game. It's an arrogance thing.
I think he'll turn over the GM to somebody else. If he really wants to coach.
If he wants to get back in.
Yes.
You're right.
All right. Let's go to Ty in Bristow. Ty, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
What's up, Todd?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I haven't been listening forever, like everybody says, but, you know, since 2015.
Appreciate
pretty
that.
Solid.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir.
We'll take it.
Mostly like it, other than the cake's curses. Just wanted to call, see if you guys were hurting for a call on Thursday. I kind of feel like I've conquered, you know, online dating in this day and age.
How old are you? Give us your background.
I'm 35. Just turned it last week.
Are you, like, recently divorced or?
No, just doing my thing.
All right.
So, what do you use for online dating?
Hinge is what you want to use. It's the most mature. The others, you know, you can get caught up in some traps and whatnot.
Go ahead. But hold on, isn't online dating like notoriously easy? I got friends that say it's like shooting fish in a barrel. Literally.
Well, it is, but you have to know what your brag points are.
So what are your brag points?
I own a home, and so you can, like, it's real. Like a
mortgage. That's a big deal. That's a big deal.
Sure, you're financially stable.
35-year-old homeowner.
Yeah, go ahead.
And so you don't want to drop it, you know, in a bad way. You want to mention it casually, like, oh, bought mine in 2018. If the refinance comes up, that's even better. But then my other brag point, rescue dog.
Oh, that's a great one. I think that's a solid one.
Do you put that, like, in your profile pic?
Oh, you gotta have it. I made an Instagram when I got him. Blink that, Blinky.
What breed? What breed of rescue dog you have?
Oh, what a great question, my cakes. Jindo Corgi Mix. He's from Korea.
I know what a corgi is. I don't know the first.
I don't know any of that. Is it a big dog or a little dog? Is it a little cakes dog?
34 pounds. 34 pounds.
Oh, that's a little cakes dog, right?
No, 34 is solid. 34 is a decent size.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
So Jindo. And so, like, you know, that's some I bring up. Oh, yeah, I love dogs. I got a rescue. They love that. Okay. He's from Korea. You look into it. Dogs have a real sense.
Your dog loves kimchi.
Right, right. Anything else?
So that's like, you know, my 2 points. Got the dog, got the mortgage rate, and I'm blacking out on the phone. I can't remember my third point, but I had it.
Hey, are you a good-looking guy? You sound kind of rough around the edges.
I mean, I'll say yeah.
Where are you from? Are you originally from Bristol? Where are you from originally?
Oh, man, I'm so glad you guys are diving in. This is just making my week. I'm from Chantilly originally.
Chantilly.
Went to school out west.
All right, so.
Here's your Jindo Corgi Mix. Good-looking dog.
That's a good-looking dog.
Yeah. It's kind of like a fox.
Purebred corgis are terrible. I'm sorry.
So what kind of success are you having? Like, let's be real here.
All right, so this isn't to get, you know, this is more when you get the match and it's a blank slate, this is how to proceed. You bring up your bragging points without sounding douchey by asking them questions that lead to your brag points.
You got it down to a science, it sounds like.
Now, are you doing this?
They own a home, and then you talk about when you...
You know how like salespeople have like a flow chart? Yeah. I feel like this guy has like a talking point flow chart.
So listen, try to pick up...
I'm in sales.
Try to pick up cakes. Go ahead.
Cakes.
Hi, Ty. Hey, Ty, how are you?
Look, people get caught up on the first message. The first message doesn't matter at all. You can say anything. They already liked your profile, so they're going to say something back. So say something dumb like, oh, hey, Cakes, great-looking dog, Winnie, you know, whatever you have in your profile.
Right.
She fires back with a, oh, thank you, I like your dog,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, it's a blue
and
yellow
into,
mix.
Oh, boom. Yeah, right. He just happens to be from Korea.
Right, right.
Korea. Oh,
well, how do you bring up the fact that you own a home? How do you weave that brag point in?
That one's a little tricky, but I mean, I'll say this on air. I bash Manassas a little bit. So I'm in Bristow.
Right.
You know,
class
they'll be like, oh, yeah,
like
Manassas.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Jiffy Lube Live, if you're into concerts, oh, we got the tailgate spot on lockdown.
Nice.
It's like the Capulets and Montagues cakes.
And then, like, you know, I kind of have a side hustle. I have a roommate, so I get a little income from that. Just, you know, as do you want to be mature? You just want to be looking good? I feel like I've gotten there.
All right. Now, what kind of caliber? Because you sound like you're about a six. What kind of caliber... girls, are you pulling?
Yeah, he could be. He could look like Brad Pitt.
No, he ain't no Brad Pitt. I can tell.
Man, I like the Jonas. I can handle it. Got a high self-esteem from my somewhat decent looks, also.
All right. Well,
I mean,
we'll
you know, I'm not over here.
What is your goal? You're bragging about this. Are you trying to get as many like
kills,
one night stands, or are you actually looking for a relationship?
Well, I'm looking for the latter, but I'm finding the earlier.
Right, so you're getting a lot of kills on the way.
I think you go with the former.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, don't disturb his mojo.
This guy's a six at best. At best, he's a six. Where'd you go to school?
Two fours makes an eight.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to BYU.
Oh, you're a cougar.
Are you a Mormon?
I'm
the cool kind.
You're the cool kind, so you're not into soaking?
Mormon underwear.
No, that's not a thing. That's not a thing. Just joking. Right, you know, if you're into it.
But you're obviously not that Mormon if you're knocking out all these chicks.
Do you drink
caffeine? I call it the cool Mormon. Yeah. I just choose not to follow any of the rules.
Okay. Right. All right.
He's
so
born Mormon.
So what is your kill rate?
I mean, we don't have to get into that. But
no,
like
if you go on a date, what's your kill rate? Yeah.
So usually it's not going to be a one date and back to the crib, but that's going to happen every now and then.
Right.
So I've got kind of a local spot that's like 5 minutes away. That's the second or third date spot.
Right.
And then it's, do you want to go meet Dion? So the success rate, you know, I've kind of just found it this year, but it depends on how low I want to shoot.
Right. That's what I'm wondering. I bet you're shooting
pretty The girls are tricky.
He does
they
have it all mapped out, though.
Angles.
He's got the spot close to the place. Do you want to go meet the dog?
Plan. Hey, you got to send your Instagram profile, whatever, to Valdez.
Yeah, I mean, it's just my dog.
I mean, he's bigger than the dog.
The dog's a huge.
Yeah, right. He wants to give you the once over.
I'm gonna rate you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
Bill, these are telling me this guy rates your golf swings. I'm gonna rate your face.
All right, so we'll get Ty's Insta, all right. the vitals sent over during.
I'm
the
gonna
break.
Rate him.
Thank you for the call. It was very entertaining. Best
Thank
of luck
you,
to you in those online dating streets.
Oh my gosh! Can you imagine being in that life?
Coming up next, we'll be joined by Dylan Strome from. Your Washington Capitals, next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Time to head out to the BetQL guest hotline. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com today. We're going to say good morning to Dylan Strome. He's brought to you by C.D. Shanahan's Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Quality and comfort you can rely on. Stromer, what's up?
Come on, give
Not
it
much,
up.
Guys. Good morning. Good morning.
Give Stromer. It up.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for making it to the playoffs.
Yes, thank you for delivering us. We appreciate that.
You saved like the year for
and,
us.
And also congratulations to you. First ever Stanley Cup playoffs appearance. Stromer.
Nice. Yep.
Welcome.
How you thank feeling?
You. I'm feeling good. Honestly, I'm feeling good. There was a crazy last week or so of the season, but found a way to get it done and it was really fun after the game. We had a good time. We, you know, obviously with the way it ended, it was kind of crazy. And then Detroit tying it up. And then obviously Philly pulling the goalie and you know, because crazy stuff happened. But, hey, sometimes you need some bounces. And we definitely got one that night.
Now, you guys knew the scenario, right? So what were you guys thinking or talking to each other, especially on the bench, when they did pull the goalie with 3 minutes left? Tie game.
Yeah, I mean, we had talked about it earlier that morning. Like, you know, Carbs actually brought it up and said, you know, this is like a realistic scenario. Like, Philly needs to win in regulation. And if the Montreal-Detroit game's close, you know, or Montreal's winning, then, you know, they're obviously going to pull their goalie. So someone had told us, so no one told us during the game what the score of the Montreal-Detroit game was. So we had no idea. We just assumed that at some point they're going to pull their goalie if it was tied. And that's what happened. And you know, we'll gladly take the you know, the 2-1 goal. I mean, at the time that Oshie scored, mm-hmm. you know, like we had no idea that Detroit had tied the game up 4-4. So like we had no idea. So it was just, and I'm sure obviously Philadelphia didn't know. And you know, they're trying to get into the playoffs, so they're trying to pull the goalie and win a regulation, and worked out well for us.
Stromer, what a gutty effort by you and all of your teammates on no rest. You have to go on the road, back to back games, and Coach Carbs talked about it. He said, look, we were basically running out of gas. That one was basically sheer will and effort, and you guys got it done.
Yeah, it was, you know, we beat Tampa Bay at home and then Boston at home, and, you know, we kind of just found a way to grind it out in Philadelphia. I heard on the broadcast that we had the most wins on back-to-backs on the road this year. So we had 8 wins with no days rest on a back-to-back, not after a travel. So I'm not sure exactly why that is. I think maybe we just, you know, keep it simpler and you know, don't try too much and just kind of lock it down defensively, whatever the reason is. But we grinded it out, and those were obviously some big wins for us. We literally needed every point we got this year, so we'll take it.
So the way you're describing it, and so I'm not a player, never played hockey. I want to get the player's viewpoint on this. So you make it sound like you wanted them to pull the goalie. That's a great thing. I know as a fan, when they pull the goalie, I'm scared. I'm sitting there going, oh, crap, here we go. Can we hold on for 3 minutes? From your perspective, you love that, though? Because all you got to do, obviously, is make a stop, and you're going to get an easy one? What's your perspective?
No, for sure, for sure. With that scenario that was happening, you know, it was kind of like, I don't want to say we started the game up 1-0, but it kind of felt like that, where we knew that was a possibility. So, I mean, I'm sure if we were, down a goal, we would definitely have played the third period a little differently than we did. I think when we were tied, we knew that was a good possibility, and we knew that, you know, if you keep it tied, there's a good chance they're going to pull their goalie.
And that's you're licking your chops when they pull the goalie, even though from a fan perspective, we're dying because they have an extra man, and we keep thinking it's like a power play for them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You're licking your chops, for sure, especially when they pulled their goalie and they didn't have time to call a timeout, especially like when they pulled their goalie like mid-play.
Okay.
That's kind of the big one. When there's not a whistle and they don't get a set up on a face-off or whatever,
okay,
and they just pull their goalie and our bench is all screaming, you know, 6-on-5, 6-on-5. So we knew that, when they pull their goalie, that's a great chance. They weren't set up, and it's a great chance for us to go down and score. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think as a player, you're licking your chops that they have no goalie. Obviously, usually the game's not tied at that point, but usually you're trying to get a goal to ice the game and go up by two.
All right, Stromer, let's look ahead at your opponent. You guys split the season series. I think the home team won every game. Lindgren was in goal for three of those and only allowed three goals. What should we expect?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a close series. Like you just said, I think, you know, we play better in tight games for whatever reason. I know our record's like third or fourth best in the NHL in one goal games. And, you know, we just find a way to keep it tight and you know, to get great goaltending and play that defensive style that we've kind of been playing the last, you know, month or so. We haven't been scoring that many goals. As you guys know, we had a good stretch in the middle of the season there where we were scoring a ton, and then it kind of dried up again towards the end of the season. So hopefully we can find that offense back and find a way to create some good chances. They got a great goalie. It's just Durkin. They got a great power play. So discipline is going to be a big factor. And they got some good players over there. I think we played them well 3 out of 4 games. And I think they'd say the same to us. They played well in 3 out of 4 games. And one of the games we won, I think, 4-0. And one of the games they won 5-0. So it was a pretty close, series that we've had all season, and I expect more of the same in the postseason.
Stromer, the Capitals tweeted out a video of you guys singing along to Talladega Nights in the dressing room at Wells Fargo after the victory. Is that like the new team anthem? Can you give us some background on that?
Yeah, it's just a song that we kind of started to play after the games, and everyone kind of seems to sing along with it. So, it's kind of just been our thing the last, couple of months or so, and we've been riding with it.
By the way,
it was a good vibe.
You look at the end of the video, they show you sandwiched in between Doubter and McMichael, and you just have your head is looking straight down at the floor. You just look completely spent and exhausted at the end of this vid.
Yeah, well, that I was, and also Carlson fired a puck off the back of my head right before that happened with about 2 minutes left, so I was bleeding and a little sore after that with a little goose egg on the back of behind my ear.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Are you okay? Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm good. I was just, there was like so much happening at one time, like, and then I'm bleeding out of the backside of my ear, and when you get hit the puck in the head, it's not a great feeling, and then I went back out on the ice to take a face off, and then I shot for the empty netter, and then we won, and it was just, I was screaming, and everyone was happy, and we were jumping around, so it was a lot going on. And after the song, I think I was just took a little moment to just, gotta catch my breath here for a second.
So when do you head to New York?
Saturday. I think they said our first game's on Sunday, it sounds like. Yeah. Sunday at 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Sunday at 3 p.m. So this begs the question. I know your nap schedule, Dylan. It's kind of weird. It's kind of stalkery. So can you fit in a short nap before the 3 p.m. puck drop? How does that work?
Yeah, it's a tough one. Because we got to be at the bus. Will be like around 12:30 to get to the rink. So I would say probably no nap. Probably just a pretty good sleep in, and then go down and get a good meal, whether it's, you know, a little bit of breakfast at like around 10 or 10:30, you get like a big meal, big breakfast, or maybe they have some lunch stuff out there. But yeah, 3 o'clock's different because we don't usually play 3 o'clock that often, so you gotta adjust on the fly. But I don't think any naps. No nap on the 3 o'clock game.
Is this nice little break? You know, 3-4 day break where you guys can rest up. Is that good, or do you feel like you were playing pretty hot because you guys were playing so many games in a short amount of time? How does that work mentally? I feel like Chucky needs some time off.
Right.
Yeah, I think the break is definitely well liked around these parts for sure. It's nice to have a couple of days off, get some good practices in, and be ready for Sunday.
All right, man. We'll get that rest. Get your dome healed. Get ready for Sunday, and we'll all obviously be rooting for you and the Caps going forward. Thanks again. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, guys. Take it easy.
Yep, right, that buddy is your playoff-bound Dylan Strom from the Washington Capitals, brought to you by C.D. Shanahan's Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Quality and comfort you can rely on. When we come back, we'll get into EB's entertainment page next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.